control, and fertilization services. What makes Alabama lawns the river region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
And now a star is born. On March 19, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Meryl Streep. The future actress...
Hey, wait, this isn't Meryl Streep. This is Glenn Close.
Oh, right. I always get those two confused. Glenn Close, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's
seven. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Autopsies are finished on all 50 people killed in Friday's shooting at two mosques in New Zealand, with six bodies returned to their families. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she will not say the killer's name.
He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless.
Facebook says video of the attacks was seen around 4,000 times, fewer than 200 while it was happening, with no live viewers reporting it. A girl who pushed a friend off a bridge in a viral video pleads guilty of misdemeanor reckless endangerment with no jail time recommended.
19-year-old Taylor Smith admits to pushing 16-year-old Jordan Holgerson off the 50-foot-high span at a popular swimming area near Vancouver, Washington in August. The fall punctured Holgerson's lungs and she ended up with six broken ribs. Smith says at the time she didn't consider the repercussions.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, everybody. We're putting the band back together. What do you think, Greg Budell?
We're putting the band back together.
Now, where have I heard that before? Jay Scott, have you seen the 93.1 radio station vehicle?
They traded it for a microphone.
Hey, Emily Hayes, You want to hang around with Baron and Jack after the show?
They still owe you money, fool.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And Rich Thomas. How about Greg Budell's protege, Joey Clark?
Breaks my heart for that young going bad.
Hey, Emily, do you have any final thoughts?
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
We're on a mission from God.
We're on a mission to give some great stuff away. Steve Miller tickets later this morning. A gift card to visit the Seafood Bistro and more. Stay tuned. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes on this, the final day of winter. The forecast at 7:05 from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
There are a few spots this morning, like yesterday, that are in the 30s. However, it's still in the low 40s in Montgomery. We have that thin veil of high clouds, and that has acted as an insulator. I think tomorrow morning, without those clouds, we will fall into the upper 30s. So I've got us at 38 tonight after today's high of 66. So sunshine will dominate today and those high clouds will start to retreat. Otherwise, breezy during the daytime hours today. More sun tomorrow, upper 60s on the first day of spring, with spring arriving at 4:58 p.m. Thursday, upper 60s to maybe teasing 70, a mostly sunny day. I've got us dry. There is a little front sneaking into the state, but I've got the rain chances at only 10%. Friday's high in the low 70s. We'll be into the middle 70s. Saturday and Sunday, great spring break weather, nearly perfect for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Right now this morning, with northeast winds at 8 miles per hour, some high clouds remain. It's 42 at 7:05.
Oh.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Oh. Member FDIC.
Oh, if you have plumbing issues, it can be an oh moment. I'm talking about maybe a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, a broken pipe. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, but it's good to know at Plumbing My Luke Wire, they are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that includes holidays, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So that's why people keep relying on them. As a matter of fact, it's a no-brainer for me now. When I have a plumbing issue, Plumbing by Luke Wire is going to take care of it. And I love the fact that they give me an estimate, and by that I mean the lady will tell me, we think we can get somebody to you by early afternoon, and then I get a phone call 10 minutes before they arrive, and then, you know, within a few minutes, it's all taken care of. And that's the way they work at Plumbing by Luke Wire. That's the way they roll. I got the whole house plumbing inspection because I wanted to know if there was any big problems lurking that I don't know about that could become major problems. And I got a good report, but it's a great peace of mind to know. And you might want to, set up a whole house plumbing inspection. Trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew. Give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
708.
As we roll into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region and the boulevard is really busy, but we don't have any major delays. We also have a crowd on the interstate 65 and 85, but they are rolling along just fine. We don't have any delays there either. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't see any trouble for you. Everything is a smooth ride. Let's be careful as we head into work this morning. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your ideas at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
At 7 or 9. Good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'll admit it. All right. I can't wait to get home this morning and dive back onto my Jameson latex. I am ready to be embraced.
Yeah, I would like to dive right back into mine right now, too, but I've got a doctor's appointment, so I can't.
These things, they get in the way of good sleep, you know?
I know, life. But we have a sale going on, as usual, and I've about cleared out my big warehouse. I still have some stuff I need to move out. We've got a great buy on adjustable bases, an adjustable base with a dual massage, head and foot articulation, under bed lighting. It's a wall hugger base made by Liggett and Platt. Normally sells at some stores for as high as $14.99 each on the twin longs. We've got for $6.99 each. Queens for $7.99. We only have four queens left, so need to come in. These are a great value if you've been shopping for an adjustable base and know someone who has. Have them come see us. Now, we've got some other bases also that are less money that don't have the features, but that's a really premium product. We've got a lot of nice mattresses. You can get, you know, we stock or we show about 90 mattresses. Most stores, in, you know, may have 30, 35. We confuse people, I know, but, you know, let us help you. If you come in, we'll figure out what comfort level you like, and then we'll show you which mattresses fit into that and fit into your budget. And if you tell us you want to spend $699 or $700, we're not going to show you $3,000 mattresses. We're not going to try to push you into spending way more money than you want to spend. So come see us. They're on sale. Got lots of great deals. I've confirmed another truck coming of my bargains on kings and queen mattresses. The $249 queen, $299 kings. Hopefully it'll be here Friday. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side. Montgomery, we're across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We have mattresses on hand. You can pull up in your truck and, you know, take one with you if you want to. We do have delivery available and no interest financing available with approved credit. All right.
We had stopped at the Dairy Queen the other day at night, and we noticed the guy that has the business in between your two stores there on Atlanta Highway. He's got some lights out there.
Yeah, we all do. You know, the keeping lighted signs working gets to be a pain.
Yeah. Probably so, expensive, too, I would think.
Expensive, too, yeah. And sometimes it's not worth it. So,
just
you know,
get them
fixed, and then 6 months later they've gone out again. It just frustrates you. So.
Well, but, thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Part of it. Thank
you. Have a good day, David.
See y'all later.
Bye.
All right. Now that the wedding of Emily Hayes is behind us, God, that was January 26th. It's almost 2 months.
I know.
I
know.
I haven't screwed it up yet.
So freaking fast.
What's the 2 month anniversary? If it's not paper, it's.
A promise to keep going.
This happened at a wedding in Washington. I can't play the actual video because it has some F-bombs in it.
Uh-oh.
But what happened here is the maid of honor, or one of the bridesmaids, was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really bad. In the middle of all this, the best man faints and face plants and literally knocks himself out, including two teeth. But you'll understand when you hear this woman sing, you'll wonder, why did they let her do this?
Water.
Wow. But you know what? In the history of weddings, people do pass out because they're so stressed and overcome.
They get hot or they don't eat. At my brother's confirmation, he had half a Pop-Tart. And he passed out during his confirmation. Like, passed over the altar rail.
Yeah. Well, it's such a big deal, especially weddings, that some people just are overcome.
Yeah, I got a little woozy at one of mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting married in August in Florida.
Oh,
that's true. That's even, and I paid the church an extra $300 to lower their air conditioning to 60.
Did you?
Speaking of, like, I am... cold. Are y'all cold?
Well, good. It's a great morning for a wedding here in the studio.
It's white wedding.
At 7:14, we got your local news. I don't have a convoluted intro for Ren.
Oh, so
This is the day we don't have one.
This is it.
I really don't have one. This could be the end of it all.
So this is.
Where's Jim Morrison when you need him?
Right.
This is the end.
My only friend.
It had to end at some point, you know. And I'm just not going to cheapen it by... So, here's the news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The mother of Montgomery County Commissioner Doug Singleton was hit by a stray bullet Sunday near Carter Hill Road. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating. No arrests after a deadly shooting Monday afternoon in Montgomery. Police say 28-year-old Warwick Ruggs was shot in the 900 block of Taylor Street around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. And Lead Academy will open August 19th. School leaders say the school building off of Eastern Boulevard will undergo major renovations. They also need to fill close to 20 teacher and administrator positions. Lead Academy will start as a K-5 school, then add a grade each year. Registration is now open. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, there's never a tall moment during
random.
I don't know if you've done that one before or not.
Jethro Tull.
Well, it's like it's sort of like sometimes I go through these and I get deja vu.
Deja vu.
You know, because I think so good.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't care if it was a repeat. It's a good one.
My BLTs and my convoluted intro were both good today. Oh my
gosh. You got praise on TV.
Wow. Yeah.
For your hash brown casserole.
I am somebody.
That's right. Did you know? You know where the phrase no dice came from?
No.
It originated from failed court proceedings against street gamblers when there was not enough evidence to acquit them, including being caught with no dice.
No dice.
Oh. Yeah.
That's probably because the judge was out there playing with them, you know, to... corrupt politicians.
Exactly.
So there it is. No dice.
I just thought of something.
You're gonna
don't make fun of me.
It sounded like Stevie.
You're gonna share
you got that little goat tremor in your voice.
Gonna share with the rest of the class?
I thought about Chappelle's Show episode. Huh. With that involved a dice game.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh, why did you make it sound like you did?
Oh, because I just thought you didn't want to talk about it.
I can't say it all.
Exactly.
Clear.
That's what I meant. It's probably something you can't, say.
Try and think of things that most of our audience probably is familiar
with.
Look,
I can't
control. Smithsonian Channel.
Ariel Chappelle Show.
Ariel Street Gamblers. Look.
Yay!
We're rolling the bones.
Alley air disasters.
Did you know U.S. astronauts... Oh, forgot to put this in here.
Is it a curse word?
It's not. It's just kind of gross. United States astronauts aboard the International Space Station would drink recycled stuff.
I figure.
Tinkle?
No, yeah.
I got you. Well, yeah, they, that's how you...
The Russians, however, refused to do that.
I see.
Gross.
American urine, no good.
We drink We drink Russian urine.
We want Russian.
More vodka.
Russian
vodka. That's more vodka in it.
I wonder if anybody's ever consumed alcohol in outer space.
I bet.
I'm sure.
For research purposes?
Yes.
For science.
It's for science, everybody.
And
I maintain that there's been that. In space, only
yes, there has.
Only to be.
How do you know?
For research,
I know that they've. I know they've tested it with animals. Yes,
Greg's like yes, there has been. Yes, I say this with authority. There has been that in space.
I repainted my spaceship when I was dating. Okay. It's not true. Greg was the first person in space. Well, that wouldn't be the Mile High Club because they're much higher.
Can we do this for the children, please?
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the drinking.
She'll snort in a minute, I promise.
It's coming.
Okay.
Let it sit there long enough.
Moving along. What else you got?
Yeah, I'm going to move right along. Well, dang it.
Oh, no.
Did you know in 13 states of the United States, you can end up on the sex offender registry for going to the bathroom in public?
Yeah, right.
Even if you hide behind a structure or object so other people don't
That's wrong.
See it.
Right. It's one thing if you're just standing in the middle of the street or something, but if you got to go and you're trying to at least
And you're going to be marked
for life. You got to put a sign out in front
on
of
that
house.
List.
That's so nonsense. Have the privacy fence out back with the pool. I've been in the pool and it's like, I got to go, but I don't have time to sit there and dry off. So I can run into use the bathroom, patch of grass over there, still boarded up with the pool.
Yeah.
Just,
But
apparently, I don't necessarily know that. I'm sure there's some stipulations like,
that's
well, if you're on your
property.
If you're on your, yeah, but if you're on your property where there's no fencing and you're still
public,
doing that,
it's a public thing.
That's still public.
Rule of thumb is that if you're not on your property, you're in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully I can get out of this with this next one.
Yeah.
Did you know that high Facebook usage is directly linked to a higher depression rate?
Yes.
And an overall decrease in life satisfaction?
Yep.
I've become a happier guy now that I've put distance with me in space.
I mean, Facebook. I am really considering deleting Facebook.
Well, I just keep it at arm's length. I try not to look at it.
It's, the things that frustrate me, I posted about this new key lime frosted thing. They're gonna, like the shakes they do at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so.
It's not a shake, though. It's like the way they do the lemonade thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so I post about that. I share it. I'm like, oh, shut up. This is going to be amazing. The first comment on it is a friend of mine from years ago. It's from California, lives in California. And her comment has nothing to do with the dang old shake. It's about Chick-fil-A being homophobes and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? God. I just wanted to share that I was excited about a key lime shake.
Tell your friend.
And you got... No, here. I ain't going to tell my friend nothing. You tell your Baron's friend. Mom tell gave her friend. A what to for.
I'll tell you what. Top 10 chain restaurants in America. Guess who's number one? Chick-fil-A. And guess why they're number one? Because of that. Because they made such a screaming fest out of that whole thing. Because the president is not entitled to believe what he wants to believe. Mm-hmm. Now, you can disagree with him, but their big boycott ended up doing more. There were lines blocks long around Chick-fil-A's all over the country. That's why Chick-fil-A's at the top of this list. They don't realize that their big protest made them number one. So good for Baron Coleman's mom, too.
I met her in an airport one time, but I was across the country, and somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, you're rich." Yeah. He says, "I'm Baron's mom."
Just randomly. It's got to be weird.
It's so weird. I think I'm in Seattle or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Did you know in 2010, a Polish man living in Germany asked doctors to remove what he thought was a several-year-old cyst at the back of his head?
Ew.
Doctors found out that cyst was actually a .22 caliber round that was lodged in his scalp. He didn't notice it because 5 years earlier when it happened, he was drunk.
Oh, man. Now, see, there's a reason not to drink right there.
Did you know that each year humans kill between 0.97 and 2.7 trillion fish? That ends up to being about 30,000 to 85,000 fish every second.
To eat?
Oh, yeah. No,
not
no.
Just for sport.
Well, no, of course.
Yeah.
God, yes.
Well, unless you want me to tell that trout story again.
I thought you were just happy to see us.
What?
I told the story about the trout and the fishing bridge, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Or did I do that in the afternoon?
Maybe.
I can never remember what show I tell my stupid stories on. I had to murder a fish.
Oh, no.
It's not Curtis.
No, I remember this story. Yeah. No. I remember you've told this story.
My dad.
Yeah,
come on, dad. Son.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's on the trout offenders list.
He's on that registry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they put, my name is Gil. Duh.
I had a fish named Gil.
That's a cute name for a fish.
I got it. Well, that's because...
Janelle had a turtle named Shelly.
Well, Bob Wiley named his fish Gil. Mine was Gil Marco Polo Hayes. It came to me in a dream.
Did you know using the dishwasher instead of hand washing saves 230 hours of time per year?
Roll Tide!
And my mom would wash the dishes and then put them in the dishwasher.
That's like cleaning your house before the maid comes.
And my mom would clean the trash before it went in the trash. And I can just see them saying.
They had such high ethics.
Ma'am, you have the cleanest trash in town.
I'll load the dishwasher. And if there's anything that didn't fit in that load, I'll hand wash it because I just don't want a bunch of dishes in the sink. Right.
Whoever invents the first self-unloading dishwasher is going to become very rich because it's, I don't mind getting them in there and getting them clean.
Yeah.
But they'll sit for 3 days before anybody feels like bending over and putting them.
I got in trouble for that as a kid when my mom would say, unload the dishwasher. It was supposed to be understood that you unloaded the dishwasher to reload the dishwasher.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, once you're done, put the ones in the sink in there.
She never got to that part. It was like, you need to go unload the dishwasher. So I'd unload the dishwasher, and she'd come in the kitchen and be all aghast. Why are there still dirty dishes in the sink,
right.
Emily?
Right.
Well, Mother, you only said to unload the dishwasher. You didn't say to reload the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. It was implied.
Wouldn't it be courteous to do that, though?
Listen,
it?
I was a kid. There was something about me that was courteous.
True. You still haven't outgrown that face.
Ow. That hurt me, and I didn't even get hit.
I knew it was coming.
I kind of thought.
I knew it was too. That's why I went ahead and hit you.
I went for it. I knew I was like, she's going to hit me, but I'll say it.
Right.
Did you know that Stanford researchers in Costa Rica...
Costa Rica.
Which I don't know why I'm giving it the Transylvanian accent.
It's a little north of Costa Rica. Nicaragua.
No, that is a creepy commercial. Where the hand talks to the man.
Oh.
Look at it. Whatever. Did you know the Stanford researchers in Costa Rica? Yeah.
They're looking up at the TV monitor, folks. That's what they're reacting to.
I'm sorry. Stanford researchers in Costa Rica found adding a single tree to pasture land could boost biodiversity. For example, the number of bird species after one tree was planted went from near 0 to 80.
Wow.
Yeah. So, did you know that a Mets fan by the name of Mike Sergio...
Mike Metz.
Yeah, this was during the 86 World Series.
Metz Mike.
He parachuted onto the field, and he got 21 days in jail and given 500 hours community service. To this day, he still refuses to reveal the pilot's name who flew him over.
Good for him.
Good.
For him to make that jump. Did you know that vaping...
Oh, God. Sorry.
Wow, that just triggered something in Emily right there.
Oh, man.
Why did just the word vaping trigger that in you?
It's like it makes people human fog machines. I can't handle it. You know what I mean? Have you ever been driving down the interstate and somebody's vaping in their car and then this huge, like, billow of smoke or whatever rolls right. out of the driver's right. side? And you're like, what's happening in there? That's not vaping. That's just an electronic cigarette.
Trust me, you'll know when somebody's vaping. Because they'll let you know.
Vaping is too complicated.
It's like vegans.
Yeah.
It's too complicated.
It led to an increase in teenage smoking.
Uh-huh, because they have all those contraptions and stuff.
So, instead of decreasing or helping the situation, it led to an increase.
Yeah. Yep.
But I know it has helped some folks quit smoking, because you can step down the nicotine and stuff in it. So, I mean, whatever works.
Did you know what happened yesterday afternoon?
What?
You quit smoking?
No.
Okay, well then, no, I didn't hear.
I got back to do happy hour, and I had no cigarettes.
So, how'd the show go?
I'm sure you were a bundle of laughs.
Well, I had this, but what I eventually ended up doing was scouring the grass.
No.
Around the Thinking Stew, looking for halfies I had left.
No.
That had rolled off, get blown up.
No.
By the wind.
I mean, you've got Joey.
Did you find
him? Sent him to the store.
Yeah.
No.
So I got through the show.
The dogs use the bathroom back there.
Not even Russian astronauts would do that.
Sorry.
It's gross.
Anyway, back to the random fact about vaping.
Okay.
Because it just said the word vaping and never finished the thing.
Yeah, right.
It was invented in 1927.
Wow.
That's how far it goes back.
People, what do you call it? Like the big wheel... unicycle thing, not unicycle, but it's got the penny farthing.
Penny farthing.
It's rolling around a penny farthing vaping. Like, nobody sees you coming because there's all that smoke below you and you're just a head floating through the crowd on your penny farthing. You know what I'm talking about?
Dang old hipsters.
Ah, can't take it.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Joseph Robinson came up with the idea of an e-cigarette in 1927. However, it wasn't until Herbert Gilbert in 1963 came up with the smokeless non-tobacco cigarette that made vaping popular. So
now I've just got it in my head, because you know how those hipsters are. I could just see somebody riding down the street on a penny farthing, and they've vaped so much that the clouds just settled around them, and it looks like they're just moving through the clouds.
Did you know? Final random fact today. Collecting stamps was nearly a lifelong passion for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes.
When he contracted polio in 1921, he turned to his stamps as a distraction during his bedridden days. He once said, "I owe my life to my hobbies, especially stamp collecting." Which, what is stamp collecting called?
Stamping?
There's coin collecting. I know you know what that one is.
I could... give me a minute and I'll come up with this. I think it starts... starts with the letter P?
I'm asking.
I'll look
know.
It up. Stamp collecting.
Philatelianpologist?
Philalele.
Ukulele.
Philalele.
Philately.
Can I look over like you do me?
No.
It's very close to a word we don't want to say, so be careful.
Where's that?
Philadelphia.
That's not what I'm used to looking like, actually. Maybe I'm thinking of the coin collecting.
That's the study of stamps.
Well, those are all of your random facts.
Well, it's about time.
Coin collecting is numismatist, right?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
What about arithmetic?
Arithmetic. There'll be no arithmetic on the show. That's what we can tell you. All right, we are at 7:36. We hope you're paying attention because coming up, somebody's going to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz.
I didn't have any good questions, but I sent you some, but I didn't have any good ones this time.
Mowing season has begun. I put down all that weed and feed a couple of months ago, and now I've got really nice new grass coming up, and it's growing pretty quick because we've had pretty good rain this spring.
Yeah.
And that grass meets its maker with my self-propelled Toro that I bought at Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn is a place to get anything you need for outdoors. Especially because, you know, they carry all the great brand names. They can help you with financing. Chad Sasser is the guy who knows which manufacturers might have special incentives or rebates on a month-to-month basis. But most importantly, whatever you buy there can be brought back there for service. And that's something you can't get at a box store. You just can't. They'll give you an 800 number and good luck to you with that. Lewis Lawn is where the pros go because they can't afford to be down several days making no money while something's waiting to be fixed. But it's just as important for you when you want to do it. You want to get it done. You want your equipment to work properly. That's why they carry great brand names like Toro and Exmark and Echo and all the steel products. Steel blower, very handy thing to have year-round. And Shindawa as well. And other ideas that you'll see behind the counter. You know, get in the conversation with Haley and have her point some of that out. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're also looking for some people, too. They need a mechanic. They need somebody to work the counter. They need somebody to do pickup and delivery. Good driving record required. Apply in person at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Or call them at 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, here we go. Earlier in Random Facts. Well, basically, here's the question I'm going to ask you. Just not even earlier in Random Facts. Doing what will save you 230 hours of time per year?
Doing what will save you 230 hours of time per year? All right.
That's good.
All right, we'll take it. 272-9228 is the number to call if you know the answer to that question. 272-9228. $10 free shopping at Food Outlet if you're the first person with the correct answer.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region as you head into work this morning, and we see the delay on I-65 around the river bridges. It happens every morning. There's not a big problem this morning, but it will slow you down a little bit headed into downtown Montgomery. If you're coming out on I-85, we don't have any delays for you. It's real crowded in the downtown area, but just watch out for the traffic there. If you're cruising around the boulevard, be careful. There's no major problems. There's a lot of traffic, and slowdowns will happen at the traffic lights, but you're going to get where you're going just fine this morning. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Keith from Santuck is the first one in on this $10 Food of the Pop Quiz question. Good morning, Keith.
Hey.
Good morning. How about using the dishwasher?
That's correct.
My problem is there are certain dishes that my wife says can go in the dishwasher.
Well, yeah.
And some they cannot.
Right.
Why would they make anything today you can't put in a dishwasher, though? That makes no sense.
And these rules. This can't go on the bottom. This has to go on the top. Wait a minute. There's rules?
Well, you don't need to put the lids to, like, Tupperware and stuff in the bottom because it's too close to everything and can warp. You got to put them up on the top shelf.
Okay.
If it can go in the oven at 400 degrees, it ought to be able to go in the dishwasher.
Well, Tupperware doesn't go in the oven at 400 degrees.
We should have Emily do like a Sue Ann Evans thing on a show, Homemaker's Moment or something every day for this good advice.
The fancy knives can't go into the dishwasher either.
Why?
My Pioneer Woman cutlery set cannot go in the dishwasher.
Why?
Carter Woman.
Is that like the He-Man?
Pioneer Woman. No, like we got a really nice, you know, the knife block thing.
Yeah?
With all the fancy pants, sharp knives and stuff.
Why can't I have it?
You're not supposed to put them
in. Pioneer Woman cutlery set.
Okay, well, mine's not a Pioneer Woman. It's that one I can never pronounce right. Fopraware.
Why will that not go in there?
Because because you're not supposed, I think it dulls them faster.
You don't know.
It screws up the integrity of the knife. I read the directions, Rich, and it said not to put them in the dishwasher.
Right, well, hang on, I can't take any more of this.
Also, you don't want to put super sharp knives in the dishwasher anyway, because one day you're not paying attention, then bing, bang, boom, you're going to the hospital getting stitches. Ask Emily from 1993.
Well, don't stick your hand in my dishwasher then.
Hard shell.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, if I had to lose, there's not many finer people to lose to than Keith from Sandtuck.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
That's true.
I know him away from the radio station.
Oh, wow.
Let me put this question to you delicately. What did Russian cosmonauts absolutely put their foot down and say they're not going to consume in space?
You know, I think you're in denial if you don't know what that is.
Okay. I got you.
On the dishwasher thing, and I'm sure other people have done this, but one of my best friends, when he built his new house, he built it with two dishwashers, one on either side of the sink.
Right.
And they'll wash the load, and then instead of taking the dishes out and putting them away, they'll use the dishes out of that one. And then when they're dirty, move them over to the other. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a cycle back and forth. But
when you said he had two dishwashers, I thought he was a bigamist.
and by the way, philately. Philately is the stamp collecting.
Bye.
Oh, philately.
Philately is how it's. And I always get it wrong. Numismatism is the coin collecting.
Oh, numismatism.
I thought it was a religion. Anyway, thanks, Hartshell.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Good show.
Thanks.
Did you get Keith's information?
I did.
May Lisa.
Hey.
And good morning, my sunshines. I know I'm not a winner, but I just wanted to say thank you so much. Every day I get in my truck and you make me laugh every day and make my day.
Well,
start.
You just made our day, so thank you very much for coming.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great one.
And look who's here. It's Tracy.
Tracy. Hey.
Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi. Tracy.
Tracy doesn't sound very
excited. He's like, yeah, good morning. Doing the old Tracy name thing again.
No, actually, I was going to ask you if you'll play that bit. It always
automated breakup calls.
Yeah. Oh,
ask for it by name.
Tracy!
That is funny.
All right, thanks.
Thank
you guys have
you.
A good day.
All right.
And now that you're ready to do that, we will have the Baumhauer's Wedding Word coming up to East.
Hey, very quickly, I learned this word from Paul Harvey.
Okay.
And FDR was a philatelist.
A philatelist.
He would say that all the time, and I got to think of the philatelist everywhere, looking forward to the new stamp. You know, he would do this on his show, you know, so I miss old Paul. But
I do too.
Yeah.
Greg, what happened to the girl that got the breakup call? I haven't heard that in a while.
We just talked about that.
No. This is the young lady that left the recording. Was her name Tracy?
No.
Oh,
No. This is the girl that cried.
Yeah, this is the one that's...
Yeah.
Oh, her. Yeah. I don't know if I have the message.
Yeah.
I just have...
That's it.
That's her.
Why is there a wolf on the end?
Ace, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Plumbing and air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Why don't you tell us about the weather, Rich?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
I didn't.
What that was for.
It was so late, and I was enjoying your program, and I didn't know that was the intro to the weather. Well, in that case, sunshine will dominate today. It'll be a breezy day on this last day of winter with a high around 66.
Steps right into it.
NPR here. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, more sun on the first day of spring. High in the upper 60s. Thursday, I think we'll tease 70. You 70 tease. Mostly sunny, dry on Thursday. Friday, high in the lower 70s. Saturday and Sunday, middle 70s. Nearly perfect spring break weather. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 63%. The temperature is 42 with a few high clouds at 746.
It's not that I didn't want to throw you a finger cue, but
not that finger.
No. But I the only food outlet specials I can find are like from last Thanksgiving.
I didn't know.
What a disorganized mess I am.
Are you surprised? This is you.
I was enjoying this hour so much, I didn't know that we didn't do the weather already.
It's okay, Rich.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I will find
those. So, where's the food outlet specials?
We have Fox Business.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the automated breakup call for Tracy.
Okay.
And then I'll re-announce the Baumhauer's winning word.
All right.
And then I think we might be able to do Steve Miller.
Okay.
The stock futures are up this morning, by the way.
I'm glad to see that. Let's break 26. Let's go for 27. Because the country's falling apart.
From the Fox Business Network, another retail chain is shutting down, Shopko. It wasn't able to find a buyer and will start winding down operations this week. Its optical shops will also close. The Shopko chain started in Green Bay, Wisconsin back in 1962. Michaels, the craft store chain, is reporting a better-than-expected holiday quarter, though sales were slightly lower. Shoe store chain DSW is reporting mixed business. It lost money in the holiday quarter. However, its sales at existing stores rose nearly 5.5%. Revlon is reporting accounting problems. The beauty company says it will refile its financial statement with the government by March 29th. Though Revlon continued to lose money in the holiday quarter, the loss was smaller than a year earlier. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners.
A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners. Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. 2 para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill, your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy, 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship, 3 if your partner found someone much better than you, 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
dipping chicken. Tip off your night at Baumhauer's with some of the classic and most dunkable menu items to make the return from March Madness, like the hand-cut and battered fried onion rings, strings, I should say, with scratch-made buttermilk ranch dipping sauce. As somebody was commenting on the excellence of Baumhauer's ranch dressing. Everything is homemade. Nothing comes out of a big, giant can. It is all homemade dressings, everything, dipping sauces.
I went to the refrigerator over the weekend and got their white barbecue sauce out.
That is, there was a time when I was like addicted to that.
It is so good.
And I was working out and I lost a lot of weight. And the reason that works so well for me is that it doesn't take a lot of that. White barbecue, you don't have to drown it, in other words,
right.
Where you get a lot of calories and ketchup and other sauces. Just the taste of that on the chicken, even the tomato. And it was just, I always felt like I was eating great food and healthier as well.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, so dip in chicken, that's your winning word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 to win. I don't think at 7:55 that we've got time to do this Steve Miller contest. So let's talk about some of the other stuff that's coming up.
Okay.
We're going to give away Steve Miller tickets next hour.
Well, all right.
And Capital City Classic tickets.
Holy cow.
Baseball.
And a gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
What in the world? We're giving it all.
Baseball is a week away.
Yeah. Now, opening day in Japan, that is tomorrow, I think, isn't it?
Jeez.
Is that when it is?
Yeah, they're... The first two games, official games of the season, are being played in Japan. And those games start at 2:30 in the morning, so we'll be able to watch them.
Hey, you and I, that's prime time, buddy.
We'll be up. Hey, it's National Let's Laugh Day.
Oh.
1 in 5 Americans will gamble. Oh, that's the thing I forgot to do this hour.
What?
Since it's such a big part of our culture over the next several weeks with March Madness, every year they create the entire 64 bracket list in song, and we have it for you. So we'll do that. We'll go to traffic, and then we'll start the big 8 to 9 hour here on News Talk 93.1 FM. A quick word for our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. An amazing business. I did not know until I explored their website that they were actually founded in 1945. So they've been taking care of the River Region's eye care needs long before LASIK was invented and developed. And that was in the 80s. Now, when it first came out, LASIK was very expensive. It was something truly an option only for really wealthy people. But now, thanks to advances in technology, it's pretty much affordable for anybody. And if you do want a financial procedure, you can do that with Care Credit for qualified customers. But to be a qualified customer, you have to be a qualified LASIK patient. And what that means is go see the refractive surgery counselor so they can ascertain whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. And if you get the green light, then you can talk about when you'd like to have it done. Unfortunately, when I went to get tested, my vision issue is not one that LASIK can fix. Call them at 271-3804 to make the appointment. There's no charge for that whatsoever. No charge for anything until you say yes or no on LASIK. 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK from the brilliant Dr. Swan, his video is on this web address, onlinemep.com. OnlineMEP.com in Montgomery Eye is right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. And now the annual tradition has returned.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes, Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times, Four, Bison, and Terriers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more. Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks, Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Tonight, Stokes, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange, Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set. Fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Balake, where is Balake at?
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region as we head closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and we have a jam up on I-65. It's to be expected. It's there every morning. It slows down around 143 and goes into the downtown area. There's a lot of traffic on the boulevard this morning. Be careful. You'll slow down around the traffic lights, but other than that, it's a pretty smooth ride. There's no problems if you're headed into Montgomery out of Wetumpka other than a slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light and when you get down to the boulevard. Except for the hang up on I-65, your ride into town should be a pretty smooth one this morning. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy.